www.blogtalkradio.com.
Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Happy New Year's Eve to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes on this show, by the way. In case it's your first time tuning in, whatever you want to talk about, just like our music bed just went away, whatever you want to talk about goes, whether it be personal or political. You can dial us up at 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And then there's the rest of the website. Freetalklive.com. Man, which freetalklive.com, where you can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Take a look at our newest Shriner. Her name is Samantha. And, of course, all of the other wonderful Shriners that we have there. And, ladies, if you want to be a part of the Shrine, all you have to do is send your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. Send us a little bit about yourself, and we'll plug you in as well. We're very proud of our female listeners here on the show. As a matter of fact, if you're a lady and you call in to the show and we got guys on hold, we'll put you on the air first.
Ladies come first to Free Talk Live.
That's right, at 800-259-9231. So there's the Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived for you there. Then there's the bulletin board system and much, much more. So log on at freetalklive.com. Now, that last hour, we started the hour with an issue, a court decision out of, I think it was Oregon, and it's in regards to a gentleman who, as a National Reservist, National Guard, Guardsman, who was challenging the stop-loss program. And we never really got to get into it because, as usual, we're interrupted by phone calls on the show, and the show's about you.
That's the way we do it.
And about your calls. So we go to your calls when they come in. So we could get interrupted again. But nonetheless, here we go. In a federal lawsuit,
well,
Sergeant...
you got to say what stop-loss is.
We'll get to it. It'll explain it here in just a moment. Sergeant Emiliano Santiago argued that he was improperly called to active duty after his formal 8-year contract with the Oregon Guard had ended. The case centered on the Department of Defense's stop-loss policy, which has generated lots of debate in the past year as thousands of soldiers were barred from leaving Iraq and Afghanistan, even though their enlistment terms had been fulfilled. Translation? They got drafted.
It's a translation. I mean, it was...
It's the most honest term for what that is. These guys went into the military... Some of them stayed for longer than they had to. I mean, yep. Now they've got a 2-year. I think the minimum term is a 2-year term.
They have someone claimed
that there was a 1-year term.
Yeah,
recently.
I saw it on a news story.
Anyway, the 2 years, 1 year, 4 years, 8 years. Apparently, it doesn't matter how long you've spent in the military. If they want you to stay there, they can just say, "Looks like you're not going home, kid." We're gonna keep. You'll keep getting paid, obviously. So it's not total slavery necessarily. Although it is, it really is slavery. Even though, I mean, the slaves got a place.
Servitude.
The slaves got a place to stay and live. You know where they were slaves.
They didn't get any dollars that they could spend.
No, they didn't get dollars necessarily. But they weren't exactly
the
left
closest
out in
thing
the
to slavery that we currently have today.
Yeah. So
America.
These guys' terms have run out, and then they're told, "Sorry, you got to stick around because we need you."
Besides prisons, prisons would be closer. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, U.S. District Judge Owen M. Panner on Tuesday denied Santiago's motion for a preliminary injunction less than a week before the soldier is due to report for active duty in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Panner said he thought the military would endure more harm than Santiago if he ruled in the soldier's favor. I'll repeat
that. That's not really the point.
Panner said he thought the military would endure more harm than Santiago. That translates to the collective is more important than the individual. That's a communist court ruling right here in the United States of America.
It sure is. It has nothing to do with the man's freedom and contractual law and all kinds of reasons that he should have been ruling.
Apparently, the military's interests are more important than that of its individuals who make up said military.
Wow.
And it's kind of a similar theme that we've seen in the courts over the years. The courts, the Supreme Court especially, looks at whether or not the government has an overriding interest. In this case, apparently this judge believes that they do. So he has now basically sent this man off to his death.
Well, could have.
Well, you know what they're going to do when they get this guy into camp. I mean, if he shows up for camp, if he shows up at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in less than a week, you know what's going to happen to him.
Well,
they're sending him to the front lines.
He's getting the worst jobs, I would imagine.
He'll be put on the front line because they want him to die now. They want to take this dissenter out of their ranks as quickly as possible. They won't lock him in a brig or torture him or anything like that. They'll just put him in enough action to where there's a good chance that he might get popped off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll continue with the article, and I'll repeat it one more time. Judge Panner said he thought the military would endure more harm than Santiago if he ruled in the soldiers' favor, because that would basically be a big blow to their stop-loss program. Essentially agreeing with the government's argument that thousands of military members who are subject to stop-loss orders might file similar legal challenges. Well, why would they file similar legal challenges? Do you think it might be because they don't want to be there? Do you think it might be because they think this war sucks and they don't like the idea of dying, bleeding to death in the desert, thousands of miles away from their home, from their families, from their loved ones, from their girlfriends and boyfriends and husbands and wives and children? Do you think that might be why they might file lawsuits? Do you think that might be why they're against the stop-loss program? Because, damn it, if they wanted to stay in the military, they could stay in the military. Their time for renewal comes up, and they can choose to continue on and fight the good fight, or they can go back home and be productive citizens again and create something with their lives instead of bombing and blowing things up, killing people, dragging bodies around. Do you think that might just be a factor in all this?
It seems to me that if the military wants to keep its soldiers, they should offer more money to the people that are ready to leave. Hey, whoa, I see you didn't sign up for another 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought what we ought to do is give you a $5,000 signing bonus if you sign right now.
There you go.
Here's the pen. It seems to me that that's what... If they wanted people to stay, they could just offer more money rather
than... And why not?
This
they,
kind of
all they have to do is raise taxes. Or divert some money from another government program. It wouldn't be hard for them to get that money. Maybe it's that they realize that most of them, maybe most of these people who are being stop-loss would say no to that. Maybe they tried it a couple times and they kept getting said no to. Maybe because these guys think their lives might be worth a little bit more than $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000. I'm sure there are a few of them out there that might convince. This is an outrage. It's an outrage against freedom. It's an outrage against the American way of life. Anyway, continuing the article here, although Army officials have worked out alternative arrangements with a few guard officers, no court has ruled against the military stop-loss policy. Of course not. They're all government courts, and they support the government in general. Although I bet the Ninth Circuit might be the only one that would rule against it.
Who knows? The Ninth Circuit sure is crazy.
Panner's, that wouldn't be a crazy ruling, by the way.
I'm just saying that the Ninth Circuit does
they like to be
different. Yes.
Panner's ruling is not an end to the case, but a judgment that Santiago likely would not prevail. The full merit of the case could still be heard. After the hearing, Stephen Goldberg, Santiago's lawyer, said the Bush administration has been defending the stop-loss policy because it has no other way to maintain troop strength. And this lawyer calls it, he says, quote, a backdoor draft like this is an extraordinary method. And they're doing it because they're having trouble sustaining the ranks. As we reported a few weeks ago on this show, the National Guard is at about a 43% recruiting level. That means they're not meeting their recruiting standards. They set a certain number for each quarter of the year, every 3 months. They're supposed to recruit X amount of newbies into the organization, and they aren't even getting 50% of what it is they're supposed to be getting. The Army... The regular Army, they're around 50% of what they're supposed to be getting.
Wow.
Now, there's a reason for that, too. It's because the kids in this country, the 18, 19, 20-year-olds who they're trying to go after, they're seeing some of the news about what's going on in Iraq. And, you know, if they were seeing all of the news, then the recruiting would probably be at about 10%. Because most of the people in this country aren't tuning in to the real news. They're not listening to Free Talk Live. They're not looking at the international news sources like the BBC, Al Jazeera, the rest of them that aren't filtered like the rest of this news in this country.
I wouldn't call Al Jazeera unbiased.
I wouldn't call them unbiased, but it's certainly a way to get some different news. 800-259-9231. This is your show talking about stop loss. But if you want to interrupt the program, do it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. but you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up what's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're literally free to call in and talk about anything you want, and the show is live. Most of the time. 99.5% of the time, because tomorrow night, we're not going to be here. And therefore, you're going to be listening to a Time War episode. Free Talk. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Tomorrow night, of course, New Year's Eve. So we're not going to be here, but the 3 hours will be here in some form.
So you can listen at freetalklive.com. Download the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can download some archives and listen during the day if you need your Free Talk Live.
You can always get your fix. There's always 6 days worth of the show right there on the website at freetalklive.com, plus the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. This show is about your calls. Let's go to them. David in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, David?
Hi. The thing that's been on my mind for some time is the fact that U.S. Army in Iraq,
and the Marines.
What's that?
And the Marines.
Well, the whole military operation in Iraq and also in Bosnia and Serbia beforehand, with all of the depleted uranium that they've been using in their weapons, has basically they're destroying the livability of all of that land pretty much forever. I mean, you talk about what happened in Carthage, you know, when the Romans went in there and salted it. Well, we're going one better because the depleted uranium that we're putting down there has a half-life of 4.5 billion years.
We had somebody call the show or email the show recently who made the claim that this whole depleted uranium thing was really being blown out of proportion, that the levels of depleted uranium really weren't that dangerous that they were using. And I don't know which side is true. I don't know who's right about this, and I'll never know who's right about it. But I do know one thing, and that's that's for sure. The military is known for testing chemicals, mean chemicals, on its troops without their consent, without their permission, and sometimes they kind of force them into it. And that's an outrage right there. But nonetheless, go ahead. What were you saying, David?
Yeah, go to the web and do a Google for.
I don't really have time to do the research. I mean, I'm going to take your word for it, basically. It's bad. It sounds like bad stuff to me. Some people are saying it's not that bad, but I sure as hell know that Agent Orange was bad.
This is worse.
It's worse, you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it seems to me that not everybody who gets out of the military dies, and most of them come next. They use this depleted uranium in lots of different rounds that they give the soldiers. I mean, shouldn't everybody just be dropping dead?
Do some research on the number of people who, you know, the during the 91 war, there were very few casualties, I think less than 200 or something like that, right?
Okay.
Do some research on the number of vets who came back, what they're dying from, and how many of them are now totally disabled.
I've heard lots of stories about Gulf War Syndrome.
Gulf War Syndrome. Now, is it tied into Gulf War Syndrome?
Well, there's two major things that are going on with the vets. The first one, which most people are much more aware of, is the vaccine. Okay, I'm reading a book called Vaccine A about that, which is I'm learning a lot from.
What is this? What is this vaccine?
Well, that was the anthrax vaccine.
Well, the troops were given this vaccine during the war?
Yes.
And they were forced to take it, of course.
They don't have any choice.
Right. And what is the allegation that the vaccine has done to them post that fact?
Well, I'm going to find out what it all has done to them, because that's what this book is about.
Oh, so you don't know yet then?
Well, in the case of the anthrax vaccine, I know less about the details, although there's a lot of it up on the Power Hour site, if you know what that one is.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll take your word for it. So, David, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, there's one other comment that I would just make in passing, which is if you are getting tired of all of the viruses that you're getting with your Microsoft operating system,
yes,
switch to OpenBSD.
Wait, Linux?
No, OpenBSD.
Isn't that a Unix-based system?
It's a Unix. It's not Linux. It's
dude,
not...
come on, get real. I mean, I've tried Linux before, and I'm a pretty techie kind of guy. I know my tech stuff. I can build computers. I can tech support them and all that sort of thing. And I had a really tough time with that. And even though they tried to make it graphical and put a pretty face on it, it's still a difficult operating system to use. It would take me a lot of time to learn. I don't have the time to sit around and read an instruction manual.
You know that Linux and Unix are not the same, right?
I understand they're not the same necessarily, but are you telling me OpenBSD is as intuitive as Windows XP?
I'm saying that the install process is about 10 minutes, which if you've done XP, you know it's a long process. You know,
oh, I don't care. I really don't care how long the install takes. What I care about is the user friendliness of the operating system, the amount of software that's compatible with the operating system. I don't want to have to go through the process of downloading an emulator and configuring that just so I can run programs that are originally supposed to run on XP. I'm sure you're going to tell me that OpenBSD can run anything that XP can run, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, it can't even do that then. So what good would it be? If I want to play Half-Life 2, can I play Half-Life 2 on OpenBSD?
Do you have the source available?
Do I have the source available? This is a brand new game. They're not going to release the source for 10 years.
If you're a game player, then I would say probably OpenBSD is not for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who is OpenBSD for then?
It's for people, in the simplest case, if you just do want to browse the web and send and receive email and not be vulnerable to viruses that people send you by mail.
Right.
Switch to OpenBSD is...
But I'm not vulnerable to viruses. I do plenty of web surfing, and the only way you can get a virus is if you download and open an attachment that you don't know what it is. I'm not retarded.
I used to think that as well, and it turns out it's a little more complicated than that. There are a number of ways that your system can get infected if you're running Windows, because Microsoft has got so many...
Not if you're behind a firewall. You're suggesting that there are viruses out there that will just kind of enter their way into your system, and it's true, there are viruses that do that, but if you're behind a router or you're behind a decent firewall, then you're protected from that sort of thing.
You know how buffer overflows while your system is being...
Well, we're getting way too technical now, but David, we appreciate the call.
Okay.
Any final words?
I enjoy your show. I just found out about it. I definitely enjoy it.
Thanks, man. We're glad you're out there, and thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate it. And, hey, why don't you do us a favor? Post the details on OpenBSD on our bulletin board system. Have you been to freetalklive.com?
No.
Because we really can't get too techie on here. You got to remember, we have average people listening. People who don't even have computers are listening to this show, and they have no idea what that even is.
Right.
So if you log on at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, it's absolutely free, and I promise we won't send you any viruses, at least not this week.
I don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah, oh, good. So log on and post the details, and then all the techie people who listen to the show will be able to respond to you, okay?
Right.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome.
Take it easy. 1-800-259-9231. See, that's another cool extension of the show, the bulletin board system, in that it allows the more obscure topics to really get fleshed out a lot better, because I can't get on the air and talk about opening ports and routers and firewalls.
You could.
I could talk about it, but... We'd have people tuning out like Matt, basically.
It's Ian's boop, boop, boop computer hour.
Right. 1-800-2, but there's a show on the weekends, probably on your local radio station that does computer talk. And even they probably wouldn't want to talk about OpenBSD. And,
well, what's GCN's computer guy?
Castellini on computers, I think. But again, not everybody gets GCN, so it's no point in talking about
it. That's what we were trying to plug. Trying to plug GCN.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, this is your show. You bring up what's on your mind. Get back to the stop loss thing. Why don't we?
I hear rock and roll.
You're right. I hear the rock. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about stop loss unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, because you can. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bigger is better, right? Not necessarily. Especially when it comes to oversized wheels and tires on your vehicle. There could be some real consequences for switching from the manufacturer's recommended sizes. And when I come back, I'll tell you why. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan, free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. oversized wheels and tires can cost you more than their sticker price. Today's cars' onboard computers are programmed to perform with factory-sized wheels. Switching sizes confuses the computer, and it's not nice to fool Mother Nature or your car's computer. The cost? Poor performance, lower mileage, and increased transmission wear. Also affected, anti-lock brake systems and speedometer accuracy. So invest your money wisely in the best tires with factory recommended dimensions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll take your emails, we'll take your phone calls. We might just read your emails on the air. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. We had a few of them come in yesterday. We read them tonight. We're talking about stop loss right now, though. And again, if you want to interrupt the program, literally anything goes, whether it be political or personal. So, the military, of course, has been operating under the stop-loss orders for a while, for at least the last year or so, and it's become quite the controversy, as it should be, because it's basically, well, slavery. It's a backdoor draft. And in case you haven't heard about it, let's say, Manwich, you were a soldier, and you were running up on your time to get out. Your time is up.
I'd be about ready for that, too.
You're short, basically.
Hitting short.
And you got 2 weeks left, 1 week left, your last day, and you get ready to, you turn in your uniform, get ready to check out of Iraq, and your commanding officer says, "Sorry about that, Mr. Witch. Looks like you'll be staying with us for the next indeterminate period of time." And then you turn right back around.
What are you talking about?
And then you're turned right back around, and you're put back out on the front lines.
Ooh.
Or wherever it was that you were working before. Because that's what stop-loss does. It basically prevents the troops who are scheduled to leave, who are scheduled to retire, scheduled to be done with the military, keeps them in for an indefinite period of time, mm-hmm. for as long as the military would like them to be, theoretically until they're 70, 80, 90 years old, until they die. Although, they shouldn't last that long. They possibly could.
Well, they did stop-loss a guy who was 70.
No, the guy who was 70 was already retired, and they asked him to come back. He voluntarily chose to come back on board. But the rest of these poor kids are not being asked. And some of them aren't kids. Some of them are people who've served 8, 12, 16 years in the military, and their time's up, and they're finished with it. They've had enough of this Iraq war. They don't like the idea of their ass being on the line for no purpose whatsoever.
Or for whatever reason it is that they choose. They just don't want to be in the military anymore, and they should be, once they're done with their contract, they fulfill their end, the government should fulfill
it. But it doesn't. As a matter of fact, one particular soldier, an Army National Guardsman, Emilio Santiago, challenged it in court. He challenged the stop-loss policy, and the U.S. District Judge ruled against his motion for a preliminary injunction, saying that the judge thought the military would endure more harm than Santiago. He thought the communist, this is communist thinking right here, the needs of the group are more important than the needs of the individual. In this case, the judge says the needs of the military are more important than those individuals who make it up. And that is un-American. That is socialist communism totalitarian crap. So anyway, here's the rest of the article. The lawyer for Mr. Santiago says a backdoor draft like this is an extraordinary method. They're doing it because they're having trouble sustaining the ranks. Santiago, age 27, lives in Pasco, Washington, is a soldier with the D Company of blah, 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 and in April, less than 3 months before he was scheduled to be discharged, the Army alerted Santiago's unit that it might be mobilized. As a result, Santiago's termination date was extended more than 27 years. More than 27 years!
Whoa.
To December of 2031. In October, Santiago learned the Army planned to activate his unit January 2nd of 2005 and deploy the soldier to Afghanistan in early February. Matthew Lepore, a Justice Department attorney bureaucrat arguing the government's case, told Panner that he should follow previous court rulings, which gave deference to the military in making such policy decisions. He said soldiers are told that they give up certain rights afforded to civilians and acknowledge in their contracts that the rules that apply to them can change. Kind of like when you sign, up for telephone service, and it says in the small print, we reserve the right to change these rules at any time, and sometimes they say they'll give you written notice, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it just says, we reserve the right to change the rules, or to change our privacy policy, or to change whatever, without telling you.
But at least you have the right with a telephone service to cancel at any time.
Exactly. And in this case, you don't. So they can just change the rules on you, and in this poor bastard's case, he's signed up now for an extra 27 years. Can you believe that, Manwich?
I'm baffled.
Now, what they're going to say is, well, we just have to... That's just what we're extending it to. We'll probably send him home after...
A year or two.
But how many times... You ask some veterans how many times the military has lived up to its promises to them. Go ask the veterans how the VA treats them and what kind of promises they got when they got into the military about the lifetime of medical benefits. And all the wonderful pie-in-the-sky things that they were told that they were going to get once they retired from the military and what they actually end up getting.
Mm.
I knew a veteran who was convinced that the VA doctor that he had was trying to kill him. Now, I don't know if it was because the guy was a little bit nutty, and I don't know if his nuttiness came from as a result of his military service, because it certainly seems like guys go into the military somewhat sane and come out a little bit crazier, or in some cases totally... whacked out of their minds. Mm-hmm. This guy was convinced that this doctor was trying to give him prescription medications that were just dangerous in certain combinations, had all kinds of things to say about the VA and how piss poor they are of an organization. You want to find out what socialist healthcare would be like, what universal healthcare would be like all these leftists or socialists want to impose on this country? Go spend an afternoon at the VA hospital.
Ask those guys
what
they think about that stuff.
Ask the vets how they feel about universal health care. In fact, if you've got a comment, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231.
Well, one thing I would like to say about universal health care and the veterans and all that, the lines being drawn there, is that the veterans do have the option of having, paying for their own medical service elsewhere. They just choose to go to the free doctors.
Well, sure, that was one of the perks, supposedly, of joining the military.
Well, it's not like they have to go. I mean, to make that clear.
Well, the other thing is
lure of free medical care that will...
No, you're right. They don't have to
start ending our lives earlier.
They could buy insurance for themselves and go ahead and go through the normal channels if they wanted to. But they've been told that they deserve this. You know, they deserve to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. And, man... I know that I wouldn't want the government taking care of me because I've seen how poor of a job they do. But nonetheless, they've kind of been brainwashed into it, man, which they really have. 1-800-259-9231. And speaking of collectivism, here's something that ties in a little bit, although it has to do with the tsunami. This is by Jacob Hornberger. He says, stung by the suggestion that we, he's putting this in quotes, are stingy because we, quotation marks again, are sending only $15 million to the tsunami victims.
$35 million.
The U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell immediately upped the ante with another $20 million in U.S. government assistance. Powell also made it clear that this is just the beginning and that we will ultimately send billions of dollars to the victims. Extolling our generosity, Powell vowed we will do more. So, with one quick announcement by our Secretary of State, our generosity more than doubled overnight. And by vowing to send billions more in government aid to the, that's taxpayer dollars, by the way, to the troubled region, Powell ensured our collective goodness for the near future. But let's be clear about the nature of our goodness, our compassion, and our caring nature. In the 20th century, we embraced a collectivized system in which we nationalized everyone's income and then made the government our agent for our goodness, compassion, and caring. I'll tell you what, the government being compassionate, good, and caring, Give me a break.
To go together.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Broadcasting from the Communist States of America.
Oh, geez.
This is Free Talk Live. You say, oh, geez, but I mean, I'll tell you what, man, every night on this show, we read articles.
You're such a thespian.
We bring up issue after issue after issue that shows this country is becoming more and more controlling, more and more like a communist state. You can't deny that, man. You really can't. You can laugh all you want, but the fact is, when the SS comes knocking at your door, you're going to be crying. You're going to be crying daddy at that point. That's how I feel.
Good job.
800-259-9231. You want to bring up
an article on boxing orangutans.
Boxing orangutans. I'm looking forward to that. I'll rush through this so I can get to it. Anyway, this gentleman is talking about kind of a bit of the communism that we have in this country. He says that in the 20th century, we embraced a collectivized system in which we nationalized everyone's income and then made the government our agent for our goodness, compassionate, and caring. The system that we adopted functions like this. You see, we authorize the Congress that we elect to take any portion of our income that it wants, as long as the percentage is set in a democratic fashion, which means majority rules.
Sure.
Once that portion of percentage is democratically set, the Internal Revenue Service is authorized to use force to collect the assigned take from everyone. The IRS then delivers that take to other government agencies, which then distribute that take to the poor and the needy of the world. Voila! We are caring, compassionate, and good. Well and long as our government officials and agencies are caring, compassionate, and good. If they are stingy, then we are stingy. That's in fact the underlying collectivized moral basis for the entire welfare warfare system that we brought into existence in the 20th century. Of course, you know, the point here is, I didn't do any of this. All these people are doing these things in my name, and I didn't vote for these cats. I wasn't alive back in the beginning portion of the 20th century when these fools were elected into office and brought this collectivized system upon this country and all of the havoc that it's wrought so far.
The best one on the planet.
The best country in the planet, which is quickly not being the best country on the planet. In a matter of years...
Moving the wrong direction, I'll agree with
you. In the matter of years, many other countries will be better than this one. As a matter of fact, other countries already are economically more free than this one.
Certainly, and there's others that are more socially free.
This is true. Anyway, going on here, he says, voila! Through the collective joint efforts of the IRS and the Pentagon and the Treasury Department and Federal Reserve also, and the President, we are good people for what we are doing in Iraq. For that matter, let's not forget Social Security. We are good people because we elected a Congress that enacted Social Security, which authorizes the IRS to take a portion of our income to help the elderly. That makes us good people. What about our American ancestors? You know, those Americans who for more than 100 years rejected income taxation, Social Security, welfare, foreign aid, and foreign wars of democracy and liberation. You know, our ancestors who believed that freedom entailed a person's keeping everything he earns and having the right to decide what to do with it without government interference, spend, donate, invest, hoard, or whatever. You know, those ancestors who had the right to accumulate unlimited amounts of wealth and, without being forced to care for others, brought into existence the most charitable society in history. You know, our ancestors who believed that charity, compassion, and caring meant nothing unless it came from the voluntary heart of an individual, as compared to the collectivized force of the majority vote. Oh, they're the robber barons, the selfish ones, the ones who hated the poor. They're the ones who hated and abused their children, forcing them to fend for themselves for endless hours in dangerous sweatshops. For more information about them and their evil system of freedom and rugged individualism, just read about them in any government-approved textbook and any government-approved school to which we force U.S. parents to send their children.
That's not an accurate statement. U.S. parents don't have to send their kids to public schools.
As long as they can afford private schools.
Well, absolutely.
Well, as long as they can afford it.
It seems to me that I'm going to try my very hardest to send my kids to private schools because I know, having gone to both, I went to private and public schools, and I know that private schools are better. By a long shot.
You know, I think
the teachers care more, the quality of education is better, the class sizes are smaller.
I think the most salient point in this whole article by Mr. Jacob Hornberger is that voluntary help, voluntary compassion, voluntary giving is the only real kind. Because the rest of it is theft.
It is, in fact, theft.
This money that Colin Powell has dedicated to Thailand, which, of course, will go to the Thai government and not the Thai people.
I think you could accurately call it armed robbery.
It absolutely is armed robbery. Because the government comes to you and takes your money at gunpoint. Sure, they don't do it right up front. They ask you to pay your taxes. And if you don't pay them, they're going to send you a letter. If you don't respond to the letter and pay your taxes within a certain amount of time, they'll probably send you a few more letters for a few more years, because that's just how they do it. They build up the interest, supposedly, that you're supposed to pay them. And then they'll come after you with the guns. Because... The cops will come after you, and of course they'll have their guns in their holsters, and if you refuse to go with them to the jail, then they'll pull the guns out, and if you still refuse to go with them at that point, you'll be shot and possibly killed. That's the compassion that we're talking about here. That's where that $35 million came from. It was stolen from us. By us. because we're the idiots that voted for these fools in the first place in the 20th century. We're going to come back with more. If you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com. It's your show.
Take control. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, freetalklive.com. The place to be, especially on a night like tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the New Year's Eve show, which means we're not going to be here. So you're going to be getting the Time War. The Free Talk Live Time War. That means we're...
Do me.
All right. Here you go.
Time War!
Isn't that fun?
It's a lot of fun.
All right, so tomorrow night from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we're not going to be live, okay? But then Saturday night, we'll be back. We'll be doing a live show, as we always do on Saturday nights, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, normally we're here every night during the week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. So be sure you join us all six nights of the week.
Yep, that's right, Ian.
You're not echoing now. Is that what you thought you were going to do?
No, I thought I was just being your yes man.
You can listen to the show six nights a week, of course. If you miss a show, you miss a moment, you miss a segment, log on, because we put the archives up within hours after the show is over. I mean, usually by midnight, 1 a.m. I go to bed by 1 a.m., so they should be done by 1 a.m. Eastern time. You can grab the last 6 days' worth of show at freetalklive.com. Plus, you've got the Shrine of Female Listeners to occupy your eyes with some very nice-looking ladies and some, well, average-looking ladies. It's not a beauty contest. It's definitely something, though, worth looking at, because it proves that this show has women listening to it, unlike much of talk radio out there. 800-259-9231. Also, the bulletin board system, that's where you need to be, especially on a night off for the show, because the conversation continues there. I'll tell you what, I got nothing to do on New Year's Eve. I'll probably log into the BBS at least five times because I'm so bored.
Well, we responded. Some folks have logged into the BBS, and they've been turned off by the fact that they have to register with a name.
That's
and
true.
What else? A password?
You have to put your email address in there
so you can verify
you're a real person.
And
apparently that turns some people off, so we created a free-for-all forum where anonymous cowards can post as well. Yet no one has yet taken advantage of that opportunity.
No, there has not yet been
an anonymous post. Anyway, so we wrapped up that last segment talking about this article by Jacob Hornberger, who is juxtaposing government compassion versus actual compassion. Because government can't be compassionate. It only can steal. And as you put it, armed rob people at gunpoint, because that's the only way it can get money. Gosh, wouldn't it be nice, Manwich, if we had a government that funded itself through voluntary means? If the government had little bell ringers outside of your local grocery store and collected money that way?
That'd be great.
That would be a form of government that I would support.
Then everybody who wants all kinds of government programs to take care of this thing or that thing, we want, you know, cleaner air, or, you know, we want the spotted owl saved, or we want to see all kinds of money given to ethnic people that can't work for themselves. That kind of thing.
You know, the saddest thing, though, is all of those programs you just named, they're all the money that's pointed to them is wasted. The welfare system in this country?
Just to make it clear, we don't have a program that gives free money to ethnic people. I was just kind of making some.
The welfare system, but you meant the welfare system. The welfare system in this country,
it seems 75%, to be what it's turned into, unfortunately.
75% of the dollars in welfare are being paid out to the middle class bureaucrats that run the program.
Oh, yeah.
Now, on the other side of that, like the Red Cross and charitable organizations, they usually have like a 15-20% overhead. And you can choose to give money to them. 800-259-9231. This has been Free Talk Live. Enjoy your New Year's and a happy one to you. We'll see you in 2005, actually, Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, log on to freetalklive.com. See ya.
If you're tired of...